All right, here we go. We get the audio down right, the levels right. Get Sherry, get her ass in here. She's on the computer, shock, once again. Let's see if I can see what she's looking at. You shopping?
No.
What are you doing?
I'm researching.
You're researching, okay. I didn't know you were a scientist. Yeah. Get your chair in here, buddy. All right, let's do this. Yeah, you went fast today. That's good. I like that. Welcome to Gang of Two. A hilarious looking coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Speak it up.
Up.
Say it a couple of dumbs again. A
couple of dumbs again.
I'm trying to get the audio down right.
Check, 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 checky, check, check.
Okay, that's good, Sherry. You know, before there was Lex and Terry, there was Terry and Sherry.
There was.
Yeah, I need to point that out to people.
And when Lex and Terry goes away, we will still be.
There'll be Terry and Sherry.
There'll always still be
Alex and Terry, too.
I'm just saying.
Don't say stuff like that.
Anytime
people say something like, oh, you guys quitting?
No, that's not what I meant.
I know. What I was trying to say was, before there was Lex and Terry, there was Terry and Sherry. And we never had a show, but we acted like we did.
True.
And now we have one. Now we have a podcast.
We go around town entertaining people. There's something wrong with this mic.
What do you mean?
Or maybe it's my earphones. Sounds a little...
Let me hear it. Say something again.
Something, 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 something.
Is it Hello? Too... Is it fuzzy or something or what?
A little bit, yeah. See? Can't you hear it? Burp,
burp, burp, there's a little burp, something there. Burp. Let me plug this in and out. Hang on.
Better or worse? Better? That's good. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Okay, we got All right. that. All right. We're good. Thank
okay.
you.
That was...
We'll have to edit maybe some of that out. I'm not sure.
We should definitely.
I don't like editing. On today's show, by the way... we have kind of an interesting show plan. I wrote down another idea that really makes zero sense whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to read that to you because you are actually involved in this idea.
Oh.
And actually, you were there when I wrote this down.
Oh.
So I'll get into that here in a second. Also, you have a business idea.
I do.
You do. Sherry has a business idea, which I know nothing about.
Right.
Looking forward to hearing about that. And we ask for your help. With the coronavirus, with our kind of our in-depth experience that we have going on
yes.
with the coronavirus.
I mean, COVID-19.
We're at ground zero. We're going to get into all that stuff here coming up.
It is ground zero.
It really
is. Aside from Wuhan.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy here. It truly is. It is time to catch up a little bit before we get going on any of the action. We want to welcome... some of our Patreon members. We have two new Patreon members. Actually, three. We have a jumped in new member, which leaves only two spaces available.
Wow.
We'll explain more about that coming up here in a second. But we want to welcome Roy Riggins and Jane Asher.
Jane?
Jane, yes.
Jane?
Who are now supporting the show.
Nice.
Now, it's kind of a lofty goal. I made a post on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks pretty bad the way I posted it.
Okay.
I said that we need only, I think it's 700 or 900 or something more people to be Patreon members. And then the second goal will come true.
I thought it was like 900. I thought you said like 900.
I think it's 970. 900, and I think it's 968 now.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, but I really want this to happen. I really do. But I mean, I know it's a lofty goal.
I'll say.
We've already got our podcast machine. It's going to be coming as soon as I order it. But I was going to order it last week. Going to order it this week, I believe. I have a couple more research things. I want to make sure what kind of mics I need and all that. Now, the other thing that I would like to turn this show into a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday live show.
But I'm like thinking, hearing there's no weekends involved. That's good.
I'm thinking Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
A live streaming 1 to 2 hour show.
That's a long time, man.
I'm thinking 1 hour at least. A live stream. You're already complaining. But the bottom line, if we stream this thing live and we do a live show every 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And it turns into a podcast. As soon as the streaming thing's done, people could call in live. It'll be more like a radio show.
Yeah.
It'll be more intimate. It'll be more So I'm looking, I want to do that. I really want to do that. And the reason why we need money for this is we need to hire a producer.
Yeah.
A real
right.
live producer yeah. in town here to help us do all kinds of stuff. But
shop for us. Go to the pot store for us.
Listen to you. What's with the pot store thing?
Well, I guess we'll talk about it in a minute.
I guess we will. I guess we will do that. So that's welcome to the new Patreon members. Thank you, Jane.
Yes,
thank
you,
Roy. We really appreciate your support. And I'm going to be pumping this. I'm really going to be pumping this.
All right.
Think that possibly by the end of this year, we could be to that level. And then the start of the 2021, that will make us do another year of the show. If we get to that level, we'll do another year and we'll start streaming it. It will be really official. It'll be something.
All right.
Because I'm having a lot of fun. People are really enjoying doing this show.
Yeah.
And I think you're kind of liking it a little as
You think so?
I do. By the way, I'm going to post on our Patreon page and also the Terry and Sherry, what's the name of the show? Gang of Two. Facebook page, Sherry's new sweater that she is wearing today. It's very cute and very.
Terry got it for me.
It's very, well, you approved it.
Yeah, but.
But it's very, I bought it for you.
You did.
I did. And it says, I'm not for everyone. And it's very funny. All right, it's daylight savings this weekend. I hope everybody set their clocks forward. By now, if you haven't, you're an idiot.
That's right? Nice.
Right?
Well, I mean, I guess it's Monday now, so yeah you're late for work.
Yeah, you're completely late, but I'm sure that is. It's just weird because here in the Pacific Northwest, it gets bright, you know. This is the time of year I don't like.
You know what? I was thinking about it. It won't be in the morning. It'll be longer at night. We're going to have an extra hour of daylight at night.
Okay.
I mean, eventually, once we get to summer, it's going to be, you're right, it's going to be bright.
Summertime here, it gets dark around 11 at night, 10:30 at night.
The sun doesn't set then, but yeah, the light finally goes away from the sky about then. Yeah. And then the sun comes up. It starts getting light in the summer at I think it's 4 a.m.
It's crazy. It's really strange. We're up here in Siberia, man. So there's that. Also, I had a little procedure on my arm. A lot of people want to know about that.
Do they?
They do, because they've asked about it, because I joked about it on Lex and Terry a little bit. Got a little piece of skin cut out of my
arm. A little piece? You're going to have a hole there, I think.
I have got a gigantic sutures.
They took a good chunk of you out.
They really did. It looks like a baseball stitching on there, and it really, I don't know how many stitches are on there, but there's quite a few. I didn't count them.
I think even if there's no scarring, you're still going to see some sort of indent.
That's all right. Whatever. I don't care.
I know. It doesn't matter.
I'm alive.
Exactly.
For those of you, get your skin checked.
Exactly.
I have this little freckle on my arm.
Yes.
That is a little darker than the other freckles, but it wasn't raised. There was no bump, and I've had it on there for a long time.
Right.
And I went in there, and the woman said, the doctor said, hey, this is melanoma. But in situ, which means it's stage zero melanoma.
Yeah.
It would spread further along and then not deep. It doesn't spread. It stays in that one spot. So they cut the whole thing out, and they called me yesterday, and they said all of it is gone.
So about 8 years ago, my beloved stepfather died from melanoma.
Yes.
And I don't know if you remember this story, but my mom saw the spot. It was on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a few years before that, because it took some time to develop. But she saw it, thought it looked weird. He went to the doctor. The doctor looked at it and went, oh, that's nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. If he had caught it when my mom saw it, I think Ray would have been alive. Oh,
absolutely.
Today. Absolutely. So the friggin' doctor waved it off, and a couple of years later, Ray's sick. Oh, you have melanoma.
So consider this. Consider this a public service announcement.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt at all. They just put a little needle in there. They do it right there in the shop.
Yeah.
It's not like they had to knock you out. They just, numb it up. They cut it out. They send it off to the lab. They stitch you up. You're good to go.
Yeah.
It's no fun to go to the doctor, but much better than dying.
Right.
So there's that. And also the Heads. We've been watching the Heads a lot.
The Heads, yeah.
Since that's our neighbors. The neighbors we've
talked
about.
Came up with the name. I don't like that name.
I love the name The Heads.
Okay.
People like The Heads.
All right.
The Heads are there.
All right.
I think we need a Heads shirt. Mr. and Mrs. Head.
One with that little weird helmet on his head.
Exactly. So anyway.
Your helmet.
So it's time to get into the show now. We have now.
Oh, that wasn't the show?
No.
What were we doing before that was?
We have now caught up is what we just did. Now, I wrote down. Well, here, I got a cough. Hang on.
Oh, my God. COVID. Was that a COVID-19 cough?
That was not a COVID-19 cough. That was a Terry normally coughing cough. So one of the things that I'm glad I was able to do this is we're going to get talking about how we're just sitting in the house for them as much as we can.
Yeah. So I think we originally had said we were going to sequester ourselves and not go out at all, but I can't do that. I've realized I can't.
You can.
I can't.
You can. And you're going to have
to. It's driving me.
I know.
Crazy.
You're going to get us sick. And if you, and by the way, if you get us sick, I'm going to blame you because you're the one that makes us go out.
You're going to kill me after I'm dead. You're going to kill me?
No, I'm going to blame you if we get sick.
So every day, have you explained we're having a corona kiki?
I haven't explained it at all. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we had decided we were going to stay in, and we've stayed in pretty much, but every day we have gone out.
Not every day.
No? I guess one day you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't go out at all.
I went to Shake Shack that day.
That's right, you did.
Yeah, that's all I did.
Got a shake.
I did go to the gym, though, which is in our building. But it's driving me crazy. It doesn't bother, it's not, you don't, it's not, doesn't bother you to stay in?
It bothers me, yes. It's not fun, but there's nothing going on outside. So
yeah.
why do you even care?
I know, I just.
That's my point.
Like
there's really nothing going on. Here's what's happening, everybody. Obviously, we live in Seattle.
Yes.
We live 3 blocks from the building that the Amazon guy who came down with coronavirus was working in.
Right.
There's also Microsoft right down the street. Where I believe another person was diagnosed.
There?
Yes.
Or the Starbucks. There's a Starbucks.
There's
somewhere.
A Starbucks down for many blocks away
other
from here.
Other direction. But
the other direction. So we're kind of ground zero when it comes to the United States.
Right.
There's been a lot of deaths, a lot of this, a lot of misinformation, a lot of panic.
Yeah.
And all that. But we all looked at ourselves. We said, listen, we're very lucky. We don't have to go outside.
I mean, we have a Whole Foods downstairs.
Yeah, we have, you know, we've got food, we've got everything else you need, and we'll just stay in as much as possible.
Right.
But it's just like when they tell you not to touch your face, you want to touch your face a lot.
Right.
When they tell you, when we say you can't go out, you want to go out.
Right.
And we went out today. I wanted to get some
pot.
you make it sound like. There's
what?
It's well, I guess it is. Like technically, it is pot.
Yes,
it is a
it's marijuana.
It's an edible.
It's Mary Jane
that that helps me sleep, and I and obviously
weed.
I want her. I want some that shuts her up. what are you? Weed, Mary Jane. So we walked over there today, and it's Sunday in the city. We live in a big city.
Yeah.
We live right downtown.
Yeah.
There's always hustle bustle. There's always sirens going on.
Right.
There's always car traffic.
Sundays
are usually quieter. But on Friday, when there's, you know, when there's normally really bad traffic,
right.
Like 4 to 7.
Right.
There are nothing
there
out
was
there.
Nothing.
There was
weird.
Nobody out there.
It's like a holiday or.
Yeah. And we decided when we walked around today, we just went outside for a little bit. When we went out today, we decided it's probably about. I would say out of all the people, like 90% less people out.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, it's kind of an eerie, weird feeling.
So we tried to go to our donut shop.
Yep.
And had a sign on the.
They're closed because of the whole
thing.
They're
closed because of COVID-19.
Yeah.
And they said, we're not sure when we're going to open again.
And those donut shop people, they could use a rest anyway. And it's we call it gas station donuts.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the donut place.
Tempesta.
It's a little donut shop that is in the lobby of what used to be like an oil change building.
Right.
They've got bays there for oil changes.
Yeah.
But it's like where you'd walk in and you'd sit in the lobby and the little and they've got a little coffee machine in there and they have these donuts that are phenomenal.
Oh, my God. They make their own brioche.
Yeah, so good.
It's the best donut you will ever have.
And every time you go in there, when you see the people that are making them, they look like they're beat to hell. They make me feel better about my career.
Yeah.
They look so tired and so beat up.
Yeah.
So I bet they could use this time to relax a little bit. I hope they come back.
That's what I worry about. So last night when we were we were quarantining ourselves, we decided to order food from one of our favorite restaurants in town.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, they're on Caviar. So, you know, if you're listening and you find yourself staying inside, that's a great way to still, you know, help out your local businesses.
Yes.
And local restaurants. Order food from your restaurant. Have it delivered via, you know, one of the food delivery services. That's a way to help them
get through this time.
Yeah.
We feel bad for these businesses.
Oh, I do. And, you know, last night, that restaurant we ordered from, should we say? Monsoon?
Yeah.
It's one of the best Asian restaurants in town.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, you know, it was a Saturday night, and we're like, oh, my God, we'd better order, you know,
and it's
give
always
them about
packed.
An hour.
It's a place you can't even park. It's in a little neighborhood
it's
area.
It's a cool spot.
Google it. Monsoon. It's
Monsoon.
Great.
Monsoon. So we allowed like an hour for the food. I thought it'd be like an hour, hour and a half, that's not a normal.
And
Saturday.
Traffic from the area that their hot restaurant is to here.
It took would you say 40 minutes
at the most start to finish
for them to get our order, make it, and then deliver it here. It was so fast.
There was nobody in that restaurant. I'm glad we spent some money.
Yeah, me too.
But it was good food anyway. So be careful with that. Coming up in a little bit, I asked you people to leave some comments of ideas of things for us to do, because we have no idea how long we're going to be stuck in here.
Yeah.
As much as we can be.
Yeah.
We have a patio. You can go stand outside there.
I was
Why
thinking
don't you
about
do that?
That? We were doing that this morning. We were out there this morning. I'm like, you know, there's a lot of people in this city that don't have any own outdoor space at all. They barely even have a window to open.
Yeah.
I mean, they have common areas, but you're trying to avoid common areas. So we're very lucky to have our own outdoor space.
Yeah, we are. All right. So here we go. excuse me. Sherry and I do stuff a lot. We're together a majority of the time.
We're doers.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when we're having fun, Sherry will tell you, I used to use her business cards to write down joke ideas or topic ideas
for the
show.
Way back in the day.
And now that I have three shows, you know, three podcasts, two podcasts and a radio show. I have to be very organized with what idea goes with what show.
Right.
So over this little break here, I got a bulletin board sent to the house, and I now have it on the back of the off a closet door, and it's got all my little notes on there, and it's well organized. So as I was going through it, I was looking to see what I wanted to put on the board, and I came across this. This is something I wrote down that I thought was a great idea to talk about.
Were you on the Mary Jane? Was Mary Jane visiting at the time?
No, I was with you, and we were out. I know exactly where we were. We were at, Rumba.
Oh, yeah.
We were at Rumba, and we were watching across the street from this little, it's a rum bar called Rumba.
Right.
They have food and everything else. Right across the street was a bus stop.
Yeah.
Okay? And so, I don't know if you remember this at all.
This is sounding vaguely familiar, yeah?
Here's what I wrote, though. I'm going to read exactly the way
I wrote. Word
for word. Okay. Or would you like to read?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't have my glasses.
Pigeons fucking on the top of a bus stop. How romantic. Blue bus stop. It lasted 2 seconds. They stared at each other and said, "We're fucking pigeons." It looked like they were going to go for round two, but we had to leave.
So darn, we missed out on the pigeon porn.
I got pregnant at the bus stop. I don't know what any of this means. This female bird totally wants it. Maybe this whole story is about Sherry and I watching this from a tiki bar shit-faced. Lesbian waitress told her all about it.
What?
Another bird scoops and treated her like a pigeon whore. She can smell pigeon pussy.
That's so awful.
What the hell does this mean? What was that? I thought that was going to make me $1 million. That was like, oh, yeah, I got to write this down.
I don't know. I think you should stay away from the realm.
Oh, man, this is so good. I got to write this down.
It was bizarre.
It makes no sense.
No.
I read it exactly the way it is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And as I was reading it, I'm going, oh, my God, how much did I write on this thing?
It goes on and on.
It goes on and on. All right. So now you said you actually have a business idea.
I do.
All right. Well, I hope it's as funny as my damn letter.
It's, oh, okay. I can't touch that.
Okay, go ahead.
So this whole virus thing, they're telling you, you know, the CDC has come out with all these guidelines, you know, wash your hands, you know, to mm-hmm. keep everybody safe. And one of the things they say, I don't know if the CDC says it, but you hear it all the time. Don't touch your face.
Yes.
And when we leave here, I have a mantra going, don't I? I'm always like, don't touch my face. I say it like 10 times in a row. Don't touch your face. Don't touch your face. Just so I remember not to touch my face. What if?
I'm waiting.
Here's the invention. It's an invention. Actually, okay. More than, less than a business.
By the way, those of you, if this is good, I will be shocked. Okay, so go ahead.
So, you know how dogs have this funnel? You know, they go to after they go to the vet,
mm-hmm.
and they have some area on their body that they're not supposed to be touching or licking or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they put that funnel thing around the dog's head to stop them from
licking their balls,
or whatever, feet. Or doing anything.
Yeah, it's licking their own asshole.
I think we need those for people. It'd have to be clear, so you can walk and see what you're doing while you have the funnel on.
Why not just a helmet? A full-faced helmet like a motorcycle? You're looking at me like this is the dumbest idea.
I'll tell you why.
How dare you usurp my funnel head idea?
A funnel head is much better if you don't want to ruin your hair.
And it's easier to feed you. I could just pour stuff down cereal,
yeah.
And you just eat around it.
Or wine. Just
wine straight down it. There you go.
So that was it. That was
That's a good idea.
Brilliant.
That's a really
invention.
brilliant idea.
We
Great
should come
invention.
Up with a name. I don't know. People funnel? The people funnel.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because I'm working on pigeons fucking right now. So I have that going on. All right. So I asked you guys to help us out with ideas of things to do while we are
Quarantined. Yes.
We're not really, I'm saying semi-self-quarantined.
It's going to get, I think we should, you know, we've got the pot now.
I just needed to sleep.
That's okay. That's fine. I feel like there's still some sort of
attached. I have a reputation. I don't want to get high. I don't like getting drunk. I don't like getting high.
No.
And this stuff doesn't make me that high.
Yeah, the stuff you buy doesn't even do it. So
it puts me to sleep.
Calm down,
I'm
dude.
Just saying, maybe I need some to chill out, but you're like painting this picture of me like we're Cheech and effing Chong
just
over here.
Just embrace it.
Okay. Anyway.
Terry Pothead.
I am a pothead. Terry Pothead.
Mm-hmm. So we have our pot. We have a whole bunch of food.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked, I'm making chicken. That's going to be, we'll have leftovers. I made some soup. So I think we can do this now.
Okay, then. I guess we can.
You know what's really bad is the weather getting nice. Tomorrow's supposed to be like nice and
sunny.
You
really need to let it go and relax. Here's what I would suggest. Let's just sleep all day.
I don't want to sleep all day.
Okay, well, let's not sleep all day. But I do have some good suggestions from other people that have just called in to give us some ideas.
Okay.
Let's do that right now.
Hey, Terry, I don't have any ideas for you right now, but I'll holla.
Okay, thank you, man. Appreciate that.
You okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
That was good. Here we go.
Hey, Terry and Sherry. You guys were looking for ideas for things to do when you're sitting inside. I had the perfect one. Last year, you guys played this game you called Bomb Squad, where you'd hide a set a timer and hide it, and the person would have to find it before it went off. So that'd be a perfect one.
I love it.
Yes.
I want to do that one.
That, by the way, is a fun game to play, Bomb Squad. You should try to get one of those timers. That you like that, like,
yeah,
kitchen timer, and you hide it somewhere in the house, and so someone
That's
has to find it before it goes
off. We can order one on Amazon.
It is fun. So you guys may want to try that at your own house.
We're not going to do it here?
We can play Bomb Squad, sure.
I want to do it.
Okay, we'll play Bomb Squad. Jesus.
Is it going to be a drinking game?
It is not. Why? Why does everything have to be a drink? No, it's going to be a weed game, Sherry. All right, here we go.
Hey, Terry and Sherry. It's Stephanie from Jacksonville. Terry, you know me. Anyway, my suggestion is X-rated Hangman. John and I were holed up in like the Everglades, and mosquitoes were everywhere, and it was just an awful thing. And so all we had to do was play X-rated Hangman. Then also, shag, marry, kill, but only gay guys for both of you.
Okay. So,
those are my suggestions.
All right. Appreciate
y'all have
it.
Fun.
These are fun things to kill some time with. Wash our hands.
Wash your hands. All right. And your mouth.
Here comes another one.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Sherry. This is your old pal, Joe Capone. Why not play a nice, friendly game of Cards Against Humanity while you're locking yourself away from the world and protecting yourselves from the coronavirus?
Yeah.
That should be a fun, inspiring afternoon.
I like it.
Bye. Anyways, love the show. Hashtag gang of two.
Thank you, Joe Capone.
That's a hard one to play with just two people.
Joe Capone is a great guy, by the way. I love that guy. He's fun.
I think we need at least three people for that game.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? You never know. We'll give it a try. Here we go.
Hi, this is Chris from Jacksonville. I'm just suggesting Monopoly for Favors. Could be fun.
Oh.
Monopoly for Favors.
I'm assuming, I think I know what his favors would be.
Who, mine?
Who's, I don't know, what did he mean by favors? I think I know.
Sex.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And we got really one more, but this is a double, because I think this one's funny to me. And do not get mad at me, dude, for playing your first call, because I think it's really funny. Here we go.
Yes, hello there, Terry and Sherry. Long time owner. Wow. You know what? I just failed completely, so I'm going to call back. Yes, hello, Terry and Sherry. Longtime fan of,
that's awesome.
Of listening to the main show, and now a massive fan of listening to the podcast. Quick question for you. When we sit and watch TV, of course, everyone's on their phone, and with my awesome humor, I keep bothering my wife with great jokes, and I'm assuming that's what she said. That it's because she has no sense of humor.
That's what she said.
And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that. She has also become a good listener, although several episodes behind. So if you could leave an answer, I won't say anything, and then let you know how she responds when she hears this. Thank you. Big fan. Calling from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
I could sense a little bit of an accent there. Yeah.
I have heard from people that say they're starting a Gang of Two Canadian fan club.
Oh, wow.
Which is cool. Somebody said they're going to make jackets.
Oh, my.
How cool is that?
I hope they're satin.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Now, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Sorry I embarrassed you with the one call.
So what was his question?
He wanted to know, from what I gather, let's listen to that again. You know, I wasn't really 100% sure. Something about his wife may not have a sense of humor. Here we go.
Okay.
Yes. Hello, Terry and Sherry. Longtime fan of listening to the main show, and now a massive fan of listening to the podcast. Quick question for you. When we sit and watch TV, of course, everyone's on their phone, and with my awesome humor, I keep bothering my wife with great jokes.
Sounds like me.
And I'm assuming
that's
what she said, that it's because she has no sense of humor. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that. She has also become a good listener, although several episodes behind. So if you could leave an answer, I won't say anything, and then let you know how she responds when she hears this. Thank you. Big fan, calling from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Okay.
Yay.
Now, what I gather from that, first of all, I could tell this guy's a funny guy.
Yeah.
His deadpan humor,
awesome jokes. Him. Yeah,
she doesn't like my awesome jokes.
I know.
All that. So I'm here to tell you, she doesn't have a sense of humor.
I'm you know, we don't have a lot of information to go on, but yeah.
But I will tell you this, even when I think I'm shredding it around the house, I don't get any laughs.
I don't get any, but then mine are.
You, I give you a lot of laughs. Would you shut up?
It's more like laughing at me.
Well, there's certain things that are very funny that you do, but you also are a very funny person.
No, I don't.
Now, I, you know, we have a goal. We do. And I have a goal to share at least one really heavy gut laugh a day.
We can't help it.
Not just giggle, not just that was funny, where we look at each other and we just go, oh my God, you know, and we laugh and we have a good gut laugh. And most days we pull that off.
Yeah, we do.
But it's harder. It's hard sometimes to...
When you're stuck inside 24/7.
No, not that. When you have a wife that expects you to be hilarious all the time, like this guy does.
So the bar is set really low.
He and I are very similar. We have set the bar very high with all of his awesome jokes, and she doesn't laugh. And
I laugh at your jokes.
Not as often as I would like, because I'm
really
as often. No, yeah.
So I'm going to start recording it.
You should.
Yeah.
He and I are the same man. Mm-hmm, we are hilarious around the house.
Yes. So
and our wives just don't appreciate how hilarious we truly are. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you got it. Okay. We have to end the show today by thanking our Patreon Jumped In members.
Yes.
What is a Patreon Jumped In member? Go ahead and see if you can help.
Who wears a jumpsuit?
Nope. Keep going.
Somebody who listens to the show and wears a jumpsuit?
Nope.
Someone who listens to the show wears a jumpsuit and jumps rope.
Nothing to do with the thing. Jumped In members are like being jumped into a gang is what's happening.
Yeah.
There are only 10 spaces available for Jumped In members. They are $25 a month.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, it is the greatest right now. Assuming how many people listen and download this show on a regular basis, it's the greatest advertising dollar, pound per pound, anywhere in America.
Yeah. Now, probably the whole world.
I think so. So we are allowing only 10 people, but we have 8 spaces picked up right now. So if you want to do that, just go to the Patreon page and put this in. What we will do is we will mention your name. The rules are we'll mention whatever name you want us to mention. We could be promoting your Instagram account. We don't care.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We don't care.
Yeah.
We would be doing that. But a lot of people have chosen us to talk about their businesses, their small business, or their whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so there's that going on. And you requested more of a hip hop type of song.
Yes, I did.
For Jumped In.
Yeah.
Now, this is the new theme that I came up with for the Jumped In stuff.
What is this?
It's urban-y. I can't find hip hop. It's you got to find free music. You know, that's royalty free.
It gets going?
A little bit. It becomes an urban type of city, dark city nights, rainy flair.
This is like more like jazz. This is like cool,
okay, well,
smooth jazz.
All right, well, that's what we got to use today.
Welcome to smooth jazz.
I don't know if you need that. Do you
Terry.
Need that?
Terry.
Go ahead. Do it.
That was it. That's it.
Get your dumb microphone. Go get your dumb microphone and be with a smooth jazz person. By the way, next show, Sherry's going to sing karaoke on her microphone.
I don't think anybody wants to hear that.
It is hilarious. It is awesome. On the next show, we will do that. Auditioned to be the Dodgers
public service. That's right. That went well. That went really well.
We want to thank J. Mark Surveying.
Oh, yeah. That's right. For all your surveying needs.
Exactly.
What are the states again?
Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas.
Nice.
They got a website. It's J-M-A-R-K, surveying.com. Check them out.
They cover a lot of territory.
Yeah, they do. If you need them, use them. I would love to see people that are Patreon Jumped In members not only get used by all our people, because we know they're not going to rip you off.
Yeah, no
If you just say, hey, I'm a gang of two person, you know.
It's like having a speakeasy.
Exactly.
It's the code word.
We want to thank our last week guest who ended up becoming a guest, Psychic Kami.
That's right.
Not Kami, Kami.
Kami.
Psychic Kami.
That was fun. Wasn't that fun?
I had a great time. Really good response from her show.
Awesome.
PsychicKami.com. K-A-M-I, by the way, is what it is. Jeff and Angie Strumeyer.
Oh, nice.
They're always there. That's they right. help us out.
Yeah.
They said, you don't even need to mention us. Well, I'm going to because that's the way we are. Because
you paid us to do it.
Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com.
Oh, that's right.
Roughcutdecor.com.
Did we look and see what they...
I have...
I don't remember.
Anyway, use their promo code PODCART.
You know what? They even have a promo code. We should really figure out what they have.
I don't remember what it
was. Okay, we're going to look it up.
Okay, we're going to look up roughcutdecor.com. So this music's running out. Panini Pete.
Piccolo Pete. We saw him today. I saw him for the first time today.
Yes, we just saw Panini Pete this afternoon.
Yeah.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. With, what's the guy's name?
Guy.
Fieri. You don't like Guy Fieri. I like him.
No, I don't.
I like him now. But anyway.
Love the car, though.
Panini Pete, they were at South Point.
No, Sunset Point.
Sunset Point.
Yes.
Sunset Point. It's a great restaurant.
Looked amazing. Food. Oh, my God. And for some reason, I thought the Piccolo Pete was going to be overrated. I don't know why I had that in my mind.
Go with Panini Pete.
Panini. What did
I say? You said don't start unbranding him.
Okay.
He's advertising on us.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Panini Pete. I just had to scold her. I had to give her a little Radio 101 lesson there. No, Panini Pete has a lot of great restaurants. And that place we're talking about is one of the coolest locations. Boats come in and dock.
So cool.
And the food's phenomenal. It had the...
That snapper collar. Was it snapper? Yeah. Oh, my God. You were going crazy over that. I would fly there just for that.
And he would make that for me.
Oh, God.
And so thanks to Panini Pete and, of course, all of his restaurants. Every one of them is different, and every one of them is equally as great as the next one. Really good. Stephen Daigle from M. Daigle & Sons Construction in Jacksonville, Florida.
Nice.
If you're going to construct something.
Oh, I'm sure he does renovations, too.
I'm sure he does.
New bathroom or something.
They do all kinds of stuff. M. Daigle, D-A-I-G-L-E, and Sons Construction out of Jacksonville, Florida. And I can't get the guy. Sasan Amirgolizada.
It's close. You're getting better.
I'm trying to get this right. From Prescient. Is that right? PrescientSurgical.com. It's a startup in San Francisco.
That's cool.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Yes.
I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
Looks like they look like a fun people.
They
do.
We
got to go hang out with them.
We do.
We're going to take you up on your offer.
Yes.
And thank you very much, and good luck with your startup, PrescientSurgical.com. And our newest one, Jeff Gray from Southern Carves, C-A-R-V-E-S.
Oh.
At Facebook.com. This is his Facebook page. I looked at his Facebook page.
All right.
He does a lot of wood carving.
Oh, cool.
And it's really cool stuff.
Wow.
If you need something, maybe it's an address for your house or something like that.
A bust of Terry.
A beautiful bust of Terry. There, you could get that done from Jeff over at Southern Carves, C-A-R-V-E-S, /Facebook.com.
You know, you renovate your house with, what is it, Daigle?
Uh-huh.
And then those two guys could work in tandem.
But then, of course, if it's in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, or Arkansas, yeah. J. Mark Surveying could go ahead and make sure all the land's right.
That's right.
And then, of course, you need a psychic reading from Cammie. Get that right.
You make sure you've got the right, I don't know if she'll do feng shui, but you never know. Along those lines.
Jeff and Angie, maybe the people you want to ask over for your first barbecue that you have.
Right.
You know, and if something goes wrong, we got Prescient Surgical to take care of us. So.
All right.
Disconnected all
I'm
those.
Glad we only have 10 to do.
God, I'm exhausted.
Well, I had done it. First, it was unlimited. We're going to do as many as you had. People are going to do
that. That would be a whole show
on its
own.
And then I'm going, this is just going to be ridiculous. Then I moved it to 15, and I put it up there for 15. I went, no way. 15's way too much.
It is.
10 is too much.
It kind of is.
But at least these people are allowing us to have fun with them. And we appreciate your support. Like I said, pretty soon we will be by the end of the year, we'll be able to know if we're going to be able to start streaming this show with a producer and everything else, turning it into something big.
Very exciting.
It already is going well. So thank you guys so much. We really do appreciate you. All right. What are you going to do the rest of the day, Cher?
I can't go outside, so I won't be doing that.
You will, though. I'm getting good. You're like, God, you're such a bitch about going outside.
You know what? I think if I was stuck outside and somebody told me I couldn't go inside, I'd be just as upset.
Yeah, let's spin that on you. I'm going to tell you, you can't stay indoors.
All right.
Okay. All right. Everybody be safe out there. We'll let you know about the coronavirus. Obviously, it's going around. A lot of people say that it's, being blown out of proportion. The media, this is what cracks me up. So I've been getting a lot of messages from people going, you're just doing what the media is doing. The media is putting a scare in you. The media is telling you, the media.
Yeah.
And I'm going, okay, which media told you that's the way things are going?
Yeah, exactly.
God, you're stupid, people.
Yeah. Let's all use our common sense.
That's all we're doing.
Here's the thing. It's like John, what's his name? John.
Cock Toastelson.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No.
John Schfunkty.
No, he's got John the show.
John Lichterbutt.
He's got the show that we like to watch.
John.
He said, you shouldn't be drinking bleach, so don't drink bleach.
Oh, John Oliver.
Yes. Don't drink bleach, and don't go, that's one, that's one extreme. Bleach. One extreme, because people say that you can.
Yes,
like
and
cure
don't, and
the
don't go licking
virus. And don't go
rails.
Licking waterfall. No, handrails.
Handrails. So there's that. All right. Yeah. Be safe, everybody. We appreciate you being here. Next week, I'm excited that Sherry's going to do some more of her karaoke on her dumb microphone.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
No.
It's going to be so fun.
No.
All right. We're going to say goodbye, everybody. Thanks for sharing the show. Have a strong week, everybody. We
Thank
appreciate you.
You.
Bye.